for listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Having your parents meddle in your love life is bad enough. Imagine what it's like to be asked to meddle in theirs. Bob Morris has written a memoir that chronicles a year in which he helped his newly widowed father start dating again. Assisted Loving, True Tales of Double Dating with My Dad, is published by HarperCollins, and it is my pleasure to welcome Bob Morris to the show today. Hello.
Hello.
How long did your father wait after your mother died before he decided he wanted to start dating again?
Well, it might have been 3 or 4 months. I went to see him in Florida 3 months after my mom was gone, and he ditched me for somebody that he wanted to go off and play bridge with. And I was kind of shocked. You know, I was there to have meaningful quality time in the wake of my mother's death.
Had you had a lot of quality time?
No.
Meaningful quality time with him in the past?
Absolutely not. It usually went something like this. You know, I would maybe get in the car in the suburbs after getting, you know, out of the city, and he would be listening to a Mets game, and then we'd go to the house, and he would be watching another ball game, and his cell phone. He had a cell phone with the Mexican hat dance as a ringtone, and he would take calls anytime he felt like it, even at a dinner that, you know, we were having in a nice restaurant. So, no, there was no quality time.
Had he always been like that? Obviously, he didn't have a cell phone earlier, but had he always been like that, or is this something that developed as he got older?
He was his own guy, you know. He was on the side of fun, and I understood him because so was I, but it didn't mean that I didn't want to bust his chops for it. I spent my whole life being really critical of my dad. So when my mom passed away, the dynamic was new. You know, mom was out of the building, and he needed me. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. You know, the guy actually needed me to talk to him about what to do on a date. He gave me a personals page from Jewish Week with ads circled. And, you know, he really needed help. He'd been married 50 years.
So he felt like he'd totally out of circulation, had
completely.
No idea. And you, as a younger person, how old was he at the time?
He was 80. I was 45.
And he assumed that you at 45 would understand how to do all this stuff?
He only knew that I was doing a very active dating dance myself. Although, by then, I was so disgruntled with the whole thing, you know, this online dating business. And, you know, people are very picky. You know, this whole scene of women, the Sex and the City world, you know, that's true for anybody, no matter what, if you're gay or straight or anything. People are really picky these days. So it's a lot of card and discard, and that's what I was in the middle of. And strangely,
being both on both sides, the picky and the picked on.
Absolutely. Oh, sure. You know, like if I met a date for the first time and noticed that he might have love handles, that was it. It was over. But, of course, I have them myself. So you tell me what that is about, you know.
Now, your father could have asked some other widowed friends for advice. He must have known people who were starting to date again.
You know what? He saw me as a confidant and a buddy. I think because I was single, his single gay writer son who didn't have a full-time job and didn't have a family to take care of. And, you know, I was his entertainment committee.
But assuming that somebody, that a gay son is going to be able to give you insight into heterosexual behavior,
you know,
dating at the age of, the age of 80-something, you know, that there is a bit of a stretch, isn't
it? He had a lot of faith in me, and queer eye for the straight dad, I guess. I mean, he had a lot of faith in me, you know. He knew that I had good taste in clothes, and I was preoccupied. I was writing a column in the New York Times about manners called The Age of Dissonance, and it was all about, you know, the codes of behavior and etiquette. So he knew that I would be able to coach him.
Well, some people would rather not know about their parents' sex lives.
And most people.
and some feel uncomfortable when a widowed parent starts dating.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they're asked to help or not. Did you feel any qualms about setting your father up with women?
Oh, absolutely. I said to him, what is this need to be in love again, you know? And he said, because it worked so beautifully with your mother for 50 years that I just would love to do it again.
And you told him that it's very difficult, but it's difficult to duplicate that lucky kind of situation.
Yeah, but you know what it's not difficult to duplicate is somebody to charm and hold hands with and somebody to sing to in the elevator. And just do those very light and superficial romantic things that he yearned. You know, he was a guy who grew up on Andy Williams and Perry Como. That was his code of behavior in life. Smooth sailing, mind if I play through kind of a guy. So he wanted to charm as many women as he could.
Did it help you get over the loss of your mother?
Yes, it did. You know, because he was on the side of happiness. And so my mom was sick for a long time, and the family had been very sad about that. And so he wanted to have the last years of his life be fun and up and filled with the romance he had with her.
Did you assume that women would find your father attractive?
I did, even though I didn't all the time. So I helped him spiff up. I took him to the dry cleaners and told them, you know, about table manners and things. And what I found was, even though I was critical of him his whole life, when I went on dates with him, which was most unfortunate, but I did as the third wheel, I was very angry if women didn't take to his dirty jokes and his charms. So I became very protective, almost like he was my son. How dare you not appreciate my dad?
This is a problem when there is this role reversal, child to parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's well, I mean, you don't ever want to say that you're parenting your parents. You know, that's not really fair. But in fact, he was lonely and he was needy. And he turned to me for the kind of comfort and unconditional love that a child expects of a parent.
And he wasn't discomforted by the fact that you were being the parent in this case?
No, not at all. My dad was very open. He was a very expressive, emotional guy, difficult as he was, and I think he was happy to be taken along.
So was he picky?
He wasn't as picky as I was or any of the single women I know in New York, that's for sure. Like, one thing to his credit was that he didn't mind. He wanted to date women his own age, thank God. And I remember being furious once because this woman he was very keen on, because he thought she was foxy, was 5 years older than he was. He was 81. She was 85. And she was driving him mad because she had two other boyfriends. And I was furious. I said, Dad, what is this? She's older than you. You're a catch. What are you doing? You know, why are you waiting around for her? And he said, just please, Bobby, don't judge my happiness. If this is what I like, then I'll do this for a while.
Did he give you a list of his criteria?
I don't think that he had many, except I would say if it was a strident liberal, it wouldn't have been great for him because he was the world's last Republican in Palm Beach and Great Neck.
I mean, he was the one who didn't complain about hanging chads. He actually voted for George.
Yes, yes. And then would get into such fights in Palm Beach as the Iraq War started to turn in a bad way, defending it at the table.
Now, you had to also be put into an odd position here because you still must have felt some loyalty to your mother, and you must have compared some of these women he was dating to your mother.
Oh, yeah. In fact, but I'll tell you something. I've been told I'm pathologically honest, and if assisted loving is anything, it's honest about how I felt about my dad. And you know what? I wanted him to do as well or better than my mom. I was definitely looking for social class and intellect. And I thought, hey, you know, if my dad's going to bring someone new into our family, why not upgrade it a little bit?
My guest is Bob Morris. His book, Assisted Loving, True Tales of Double Dating with My Dad, which is published by Harper's. The picture on the cover, it kind of ridicules the elderly man. I assume that's not a real picture of your father.
That's actually my best friend's grandpa.
Who is modeling here.
I adored. Well, his name is Irving Yasger, and this guy was as vital as my dad was. And what I love about it is that is a man who is unafraid to be 89 years old, and he's chomping into a pastrami sandwich on the beach in a little bathing suit. And it seems to me that that's a great argument for the fact that everybody is living longer and having a better time into their senior years. So I'm into the idea of helping boomers to face the fact that their parents are aging and to enjoy it. Get on with it. Let's not avoid it anymore.
Did you discover anyone else who had an aging parent who was re-entering the dating scene?
You know, I get more and more stories as this book comes out. And
similar experiences?
Well, one was amazing. Like, this woman had left a list of women appropriate for her husband to date when she had died. That was amazing. And I've heard another one, a woman in L.A. said that her mother had her daughter help her pick out a negligee for a date. It goes on and on. And, you know, I don't think people want to talk about this stuff at, you know, over cocktails, but it's in our face. There's no way around it.
Would you read a bit from the book?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. So let's see. This is where I guess he wants to talk about his dating more, and I'm getting a little bit testy about it. It's probably I was at his apartment in Great Neck. Oh, my God, what am I doing? What is he doing? You hear about helicopter parents who hover over every aspect of the lives of their kids. Am I becoming a helicopter son? I'm calling him more often now and paying more attention when he calls. What can I say? I'm dying to know what the story is with this date or that one. Gone are his blathering soliloquies about the rerun he saw on TV. In are the episodic sagas of microwave relationships that heat up and cool off in a second. Senior Sex in the City, or maybe it's Desperate House Widows. There was the nice lady who left him in the parking lot of the Nassau County Museum of Art after he scolded her for lighting a cigarette. The buxom Yenta, still so upset about her divorce that she cried on their first date. A former Rockette who drank too much. A retired Gestalt psychiatrist who wanted him to be more forthcoming with his feelings. Lines of them like planes overhead waiting to land at LaGuardia. May, Ray, Faye, Fran, Ann, Nan, Bunny, Honey, Sunny. His reports are so volatile, so unexpected, so hilariously bizarre that they make dating tales of my friend seem banal. Too bad all his efforts lead to nothing. Dates fizzle before they even start. His is nothing if not a flitty dating scene. But then, so is mine.
So you found parallels between yes. your father's love life and your own?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, this
book. That had to be unsettling.
This book is a twin journey for love. And he taught me to stop being so picky. I mean, first of all, he taught me that you can't stop looking even when I was ready to quit. But then one of the nicest things he told me was to stop looking for perfection, and that is the only way I would find it. And maybe that sounds abstract, but it makes sense to me.
So he was giving you that kind of advice. Did he ever get more involved in your love life?
Well, I mean, his code was always, how's your social life, Bob? Meaning romance. And the first thing he'd want to know is the last name of whoever I was dating, because he probably wanted to find out if he was Jewish or not. But when you think about it, such an open-minded guy, I mean, he was very supportive of my being gay, which I think is fantastic. And he was, even when
and
I was
And he was a
teen.
Republican, too?
Yep. World's most democratic Republican, I like to say. A humanitarian. You know, a really nice man who drove me nuts.
Once or twice you switched to a sort of third-person narrative, getting into the heads of the women your father was dating.
Yeah, yep, yep.
It was important to understand how they were reacting to him?
Yeah, because, you know, if you think about demographically, women lose their husbands more than vice versa, right? So there's a lot of widows out there, and many of them are content to be alone. They have strong social networks of friends. They have their bridge groups. They've cared for an ailing man all their, you know, for the last 10 years, and they're fine. But the ones who want love again and who can't function well socially without a man on their arm do have to date, and the odds are not in their favor.
There's always the aggravation factor that people keep in the back of their heads. How much is this going to aggravate me? How much is this worth it?
Is this worth it? Right. Is love worth it? You know, that's a fantastic question, and I think that's the answer to this book is yes.
And you're also rather critical of your own behavior, especially early on in the book.
Yes, I definitely love to beat up on myself. But and I had done that in the Times in my column a lot too. You know, I'm the first person to know that I'm too judgmental, I'm too critical, I'm too cynical. And I was very upset with how critical I was of my dad my whole life. And I didn't know how to get around it. But I decided, kind of made a decision at 45 to give the old guy a break and to have a good time, which was why it was so important that he choose a woman that wasn't going to wreck that.
Well, we won't reveal what finally happens.
Okay. Happy ending.
Bob Morris is a frequent contributor to the New York Times Sunday Style section, where his Age of Dissonance column ran for 8 years. He's been a commentator on National Public Radio's All Things Considered and contributed to the New York Times Magazine, The New Yorker, Travel and Leisure, among others. His memoir, Assisted Loving, The Tales of Double Dating with My Dad, is published by Harper's. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.